part of the plan. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We know the Bin Laden raid was so secret that most of the president's own aides didn't know, and certainly not the Pakistani government, which has infuriated the Pakistani prime minister, who warned that if it happens again, Pakistan reserves the right to retaliate with full force. But according to London's Guardian newspaper, not only could it happen again, but Pakistan expects it to happen again. The Guardian reports that after Bin Laden famously slipped away in the mountains of Tora Bora in 2001, Pakistan's then-military leader, Pervez Musharraf, struck a deal with then-President Bush. The deal was this. The U.S. would have the right to launch secret commando raids into Pakistan, provided they were against Osama bin Laden, his number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, or his number three successor, and Pakistani officials would be publicly indignant but do nothing to stop us, beyond firing off angry statements. And that's exactly what's happened, which would explain why the U.S. took so long to make sure they had the right guy.
If it turns out that it's a prince from Dubai who's in this compound, we've got problems.
Now, it's true. Some Pakistan officials apparently outed the name of the CIA station chief there, but it was a cover name, it was misspelled, and there was no photograph released, so he won't have to be withdrawn. And yes, they've resisted letting us question bin Laden's widows, but now we hear that too will happen. And if this is true, I have to say, Pakistan, hands down favorite for best performance by an ally. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.